Blog Talk yo, yo. Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Liko Mac. What's happening? What's happening? Sagu Radio in full effect, y'all. Sagu Radio, man. Step your game up, radio. We back, man, doing our thing. Been taking off a little bit, man. A lot of things been going on, man. New jobs, new placements, a lot of different things going on. You already know, man. So, but we just really working on a lot of great things in our community. And I definitely wanted to give you some information today. Of course, you already know we're only on for an hour today, and but we're working on our two-hour show again pretty soon. Just like I said, just got a lot of different things happening. And so with that, we're just trying to give information and but stay relevant and keep you going, man, because I know there's a lot of people, they are looking for Sagu Radio to come on, and sometimes, like I said, due to other circumstances, I'm not able to be on, but today we're on for about an hour, man, so, man, I just appreciate y'all riding, you know, with your boy Liko Mac today, man. It's a beautiful Tuesday, and a lot of things going on, man. Of course, you know, they got swing out classes at next to the stage, man, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Man, we got a big announcement coming up as well later on, but if you want to swing, want to learn how to do that thing now, you know what I'm saying, go meet Miss Brenda at 4612 Granberry Road. She'll get you going. They got beginners and advanced classes, and it's only $5, so you definitely want to get on that if you're ever in the area or just really want to do some things, man, here in Fort Worth area. Like I said, again, it's from 7 to 9, 4612 Granberry Road, 76133, and, man, it's just a great thing. But, you know, it's been a lot of things going on in the news, and it's been crazy. A lot of shootings, a lot of officers and of civilians, you know what I'm saying, our brothers, you know what I'm saying, because you already know how that is, you know how that go. And, man, we definitely have to give attention to these matters, because if we don't and keep letting it be that elephant in the room, we're never going to accomplish anything. So we definitely have to bring that out. And that's what we want to talk about today, man. We have a lot of these rallies going on. I attended a rally yesterday. We had one Friday. They had one Sunday. They had one yesterday. You know, we have a lot of things going on, but we are definitely looking for solutions. So if you are a part of that solution, definitely holler at me at 817-353-6893. I would love to hear what you have to say. And of course, if we can ride with you, we love to ride with you, because that's what it's going to take, a lot of unity. Not a lot, but unity, just like they used to do back in the days with MLK. And they got things done in numbers. You know, the bus boycott got done because of the numbers. You know, Black Wall Street back in 1920, and the other ones that have happened, is all because of unity in numbers, and that's what it's going to take for us to make this thing roll, make it happen, make it pop, however you want to say it. We got to be unified. We got to stop all the separation in our communities. We got to start at least once, twice, three times. We have a long, how many times we can meet together and get this the information out. We need to do it in our community, so everybody, especially our blacks, have this information. We got to go about it in the right way. We have to do it in an intelligent way. And we have to, you know, be more proactive. We got to be involved in our communities. We can't just sit down or sit on the phones or come to the meetings and complain. We have to be active and proactive in our decision making, in our communities, and everything that we do. But we'll talk about that here in a little bit. I want to talk to the pastors. I want to talk to our officials, public officials in our communities. We're going to talk about voting. We're going to talk about citizens on patrol. Any other way you think we can make things happen, we're going to talk about it today. At least we're going to for this hour. We want things to happen. So if you're listening in on the internet, please, if you have an opinion, we'd love to hear it. Just call in 929-477-1094. 929-477-1094. Let us hear your opinion on what you have to say. Because a lot of people are blaming the black people for not for resisting arrest, and some people saying you're shooting an unarmed brother. You know, it's the officers that has the problem. You know, so we want to see who has, you know, what's going on, because I have my stake in it, and I definitely have my voice, and I'm going to use my voice in my community and around wherever I can to make this thing work. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, you know how we do it. We start out the show, man. We thank God, Most High God for, you know, giving us activity of our limbs and waking us up every day and being able to do what we do, you know what I'm saying, stuff we take for granted a lot. But we definitely want him to know here on Sagu Radio, first, middle, and the last, that you are you know, the true and living God, and that you definitely, and without you, we could do anything. We could do nothing at all. So we definitely got to understand that. So big ups to everybody tuning in. And like I said, we're going to get into this song right here, my boy Flame, this little light of mine. We got to let it shine, y'all. We got to stop being in the darkness. We can't go alone to get along. We got to be 100, stay 100. Be, if you know, even if it means standing outside the box and being that only one that feel that way, we have to do what we have to do. You know what I'm saying? We cannot be a go along to get along type people. We gotta be a people of integrity and be able to stand on our own. You know what I mean? But anyway, we finna get at this. My boy Flame, man, it's one of my favorite songs. We'll be right back. It's your boy Sagu Radio. You probably come back, baby.
I wanna
we'll
make
be right back,
for
man.
The sake of the
it's real light of mine.
That will live far beyond me. I'm talking about a kingdom legacy, man. We a part of something beautiful. If you know the feeling, turn up. Trying to reach little buddy for 6 feet under.
Oh,
they throw him in a pen, now they saying he a number. Do it. But you ain't just another number, cause you made in his image. Amen. And his grace still really, your sins can be forgiven. Touch. Trying to reach baby girl, cause he feel incomplete. Reach baby girl, cause she feel incomplete. Tell her she ain't gotta get love in the street. I wanna reach my city, cause the hood life ain't always pretty. But I would like saying thank you to all that get involved, God in all our city.
With This Is It DNA Diagnostic Mobile Center, you're listening to Step Your Game Up Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
All right. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Lico Mac. We are definitely back in the building, man. Sagu Radio, we on the air, man. It's already been 10 minutes already, close to 10 minutes anyway. And, man, we still on this thing, man. We doing it, you know. And like I said, I got to get back to doing the show. If you are interested in doing the show and would like to be on the Bomb Radio Network, man. It's an easy thing to do, man. If that's something you like to do or feel like that you are capable of doing, we definitely try to give intellectual dialogue on the Bomb Radio Network on our shows, my show, and also Miss K. We like to give information. We also like to interview with businesses or whatever, but we just try to give positive light, positive music, positive insight on a lot of different things. You know, we have other insights, but the radio is doing what they're doing, man. They playing what the people are paying them to play. I mean, you know, so they're not giving dialogue, a lot of intellectual you know, dialogue as far as music is concerned. We don't play a lot of music here on Sagu Radio. We try to do a little bit here and there, but main thing is topics, hot topics, cold topics, you know, real topics, whatever it may be. But we definitely want people to be aware of what's going on. So as we get back into Sagu Radio, we definitely stepping our game up into making sure that we are being proactive in everything that we do, you know, from Black Wall Street to Black Wall Street Fort Worth to Legacy Network to Maroon 9 to Next to the Stage to Breaking Mental Chains to the Bomb Radio Network. Everything that we have our hands in, we want somebody to get something out of it at the end of the day. It's enough, you know, mess going on to where, you know, we don't need no more mess. We need some realness, you know what I'm saying, going on. So we need to be real with our people. We got to stop, you know, sugarcoating everything that we're doing in our communities and with each other. You know, a lot of times we go along to get along, and then sometimes we do. Sometimes, you know, some people are just not, it's not worth it, because some people don't want to hear the right thing. They don't want to hear what's real. You know what I'm saying? They want you to say, just to say, hey, yeah, you right. But sometimes you're not right. You know, we got to be that person, like say, of integrity, and we got to be the one to speak the sense and the ones who are senseless. You know, and if you're senseless and you don't want to be that one, we're going to have to leave you. We're going to have to leave you. You know, because, you know, in our movement that we're working on, where it's the Black business movement, if it's the, you know, movement of the voting movement, if whatever it is that we're doing to advance our people, advance our communities, along with riffraff and a lot of mess. You know, that's not the way you get things done. You know, we have to do it in numbers, and we have to do it with intelligence. You know, I like to call out a lot of, if we have any Black lawyers in our communities, we definitely need your help. You know, if you have any type of assistance you can give to us as far as how to get things done, as far as voting, how to, the laws mainly, we need to know those things. We need to know that information, because we can make a change through those laws. A lot of us don't know the laws, and sometimes when you read it, we interpret it wrong. But we need somebody in our community that is pro-Black, that is for their people, not just, you know, try to say, hey, you know, well, you give me some money, and I'll tell you, excuse me, you know, I'll tell you what's going on. What about, you know, saying, hey, you know what, I care about my people. Let me give you this information, you know. Let me get this information to keep you out of trouble or to get things done in your neighborhood, because you already know these police officers that's doing this shooting, you already know it's a law in place to help them. It's a law in place to keep them from being convicted, prosecuted, you know. That's our thing, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the thing of it all, is that when Ray Ray shoot Junior going to jail, you know. So now it's still two families mourning, to get me wrong. But guess what? You know, Ray Ray is going to jail. He's gone. His family is mourning. Ray Ray family is mourning because he's going to jail. He's not going to sit at home, go to his job the next day, and unless he's on the run or whatever, he's still not going to his job. He's not getting paid anything. You know, that's the difference. When these cops are killing and murdering our Black brothers in these streets for nothing, they're all going home to their wives, and nothing is happening. You know, they're going to trial. Well, he feared for his life. That's not enough. You know what I'm saying? These people are mourning while you're going home and living your life and doing whatever. So until we can get these policemen prosecuted, just like we prosecute our brothers and get them locked up for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, we need to do the policemen the same way, because they're doing the same thing. They're murdering our people. They're murdering people, period. You know, but I know what they're doing to Blacks. You know, it's a few whites out there getting things done to them, you know, but not like the Black people. So when you hear Black Lives Matter, when you hear Black anything, you can't run from that. You know, it's a real thing. It's not nothing that, you know, Black people just whining just to be whining. No, it's something real going on out here in these streets with our police officers and our community. If you know, we got to get to the meat of what's happening and get to these solutions real quick. We got to get to some economic issues and economic principles just get to some things that we can do to where we can take care of each other financially, support each other financially. So that way when things happen in our community, we can go up there and say, hey, you know, we want to get our brother out of jail, man. He was wrongly in jail or whatever. If it's somebody just like they behind the police officers, we need to be behind our community like that. Just like how when the police officer die, everybody shut down shop. You're not saying we have to shut down shop, but I'm just saying we have to rally behind our families of unjust killings, just like the police are rallying behind. There are people with unjust, you know, but like I said, we just can't be ignorant about the way we go about things. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, I want everyone to know that we, on the 21st of July this month, we have organized, which we do every month, actually, this thing, well, our mixer, We have a mixer every third Thursday of the month. This one here is going to be special, and we might do a little something else on other ones as well, but this one here is special. We have the Black Wall Street Fort Worth / Legacy Mixer that we do every third Thursday of the month, 6:30 to 9 p.m. And next to the stage, Event Complex, 4612 Granberry Road, 76133 here in Fort Worth, Texas, which I like to call the City of Worth. That's my thing. City of Worth, man, not Murder Worth. You know what I'm saying? I know Funky Town is another thing, too, and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, Fort Party Worth, whatever we used to call it. We have other things, but to me, it's the City of Worth. We are worth something. We are worth it. That's not, that right there is not just associated with black people, but I do associate it with black people, but it's just saying that we worth something. Our city is worth it. We got to treat it like that. All right. Well, this, on the 21st, we will be at that, next to the stage. We will be doing our Black Wall Street Fort Worth Legacy Mixer from 7 to 8, 6:30 to 8, rather. We would love for you to attend, and if you have a black business, we'd love for you to come be a part. Come and register for Legacy. We would love to recognize you. We would love for you to be a part of the directory. We love for you to be a part of everything that we have going on that we are doing to support our black businesses. If you are listening and you are not in the Fort Worth area, you still can apply for Legacy. It's a free thing. It's nothing you have to do. It's not hard. It doesn't take an hour. It doesn't take 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Just go to the website, sign your business up, let us know what you do so we can go out. So when people are asking us who does this, we can point them in the right direction to you. So if you would just go to signup.legacynetwork.biz, again, that's signup.legacynetwork.biz, We can find you. We have my brother Romalis Brumfield. He know that you're there, and we have things in place to let other people know that you're there as well. So our thing is really trying to bridge that gap of communication between our black consumers and our black businesses. So that's what we have to do. We have to come together. So when things happen, like I said, if a black business is in trouble, we all are in trouble. It takes a village. We all need to come to the rescue, if possible, of that black business. If somebody's harassing a black business, we need to rally behind that black business to say, what's going on? How can we solve this thing here? You know, we got to start being rational and start giving these solutions instead of start just ranting, raving, cussing, stomping our feet and not giving no solutions. Just really just being mad for a minute, pissed off for a minute. Then back two days, 3 days, a week, a month later, we sitting at home, not worrying about nothing until somebody else get killed or something else happens. We have to be proactive, you know, and the way we're going to be proactive is attend things that we haven't attended before. Be a part of things that you haven't been a part of before. Legacy is a network that is bridging the gap. It's something new, bridging the gap of our black businesses. We have a lot of people working on other things, which is cool, but we have to be unified. That's the word, unified. We can't keep breaking off into different things and different sects and whatever you want to call it. You know, on one side of town, the other side of, we still need to come together at one point and say, hey, this is working. Let's bring us all business together today. And every month we'll bring all the businesses together and talk about new information, new businesses that came out, whatever that we have to do. We have to be unified. We're not unified. We want to do everything on separate. We want to do it separately. We want to get the recognition. It's not about the recognition. Yeah, we're holding rallies and mixers and stuff like that. But it's not for the recognition of Lico. It's not for the recognition of my wife or Romalis or anybody that's involved in what we do. It's bigger than us. It takes a village. It takes everybody to come together and make this thing happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, reason why we do Legacy Network is because we know that there's a problem. Same thing, there's a problem with officers killing black people. We know it's a problem. We know it's a problem with unjust stopping you just because you're black, driving while black or whatever. We know there's problems. Just like the president was talking about today. We know that there's problems. We want to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to what's happening, and we can't keep doing that because it's going to do nothing but get worse. So you can only hold a dog back for so long and that's the way black people are right now. We're trying to hold each other back from acting a fool, but y'all are still studying, you know, where white people are killing black people unjustly. So of course, after a while, it's going to get to the point where other police officers are paying the price for what these other police officers are doing. Not saying it's right, but just like a lot of our brothers are dying maybe for the something that somebody else did earlier that day for, to that officer or whatever might happen during the week. You know, he took it out on that brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, we have to get a conflict. I call it trust before tragedy when it comes to that. I kind of got off the subject a little bit, but I call it trust before tragedy. We have to start trusting one another again, not the police trusting us. And I was telling an NPO that came by today and dropped off some paperwork that, and they NPO is neighborhood police officer, for those that might not know, and I had to learn it myself. Don't worry about it. NPO, and we all have NPO in our neighborhood, and it's a neighborhood police officer. Get to know that person. You know what I'm saying? Don't run from them. Get to know them. You know, it's just a point that, We have to just, I mean, I can't explain it enough. We have to really come together and be unified in our actions. You know what I'm saying? So with Legacy Network, that's exactly what is happening with what's going on with the network, is that we're unifying our black businesses to where we can connect. We know where they are. We know who's doing what. You know, I know Ro, he had somebody hitting him up the other night while we was having a meeting. Was asking him about a black bank. You know, I had somebody hit me up. Where are the black food places? You know, where are the black grocery stores? Where are the black places to get hair products? You know what I'm saying? Beauty supply stores. You know, so we need to know where our black plumbers are, our black mechanics. You know, we need to know where all that is. So anything that you're doing, black soaps, anything. We need you to sign up for Legacy Network, man. You know, and I don't know if my brother Ro is around to speak on this or not, but anyway, we just really have to get out there. Remember to go to signup.legacynetwork.biz. signup.legacynetwork.biz, man. You know, I'm telling you, it's crazy, and we just really have to start stepping our game up in our neighborhoods, in our communities. And when we come back, I'll give you some information on some reasons on things you can do maybe to help you step your game up if you're wanting to do something in your neck of the woods or here in Fort Worth that you can make happen. So here in a little bit, we're going to get to some music, man. Like I said, I get on my little soapbox, you know what I'm saying? And I get to tripping, you know what I'm saying? But, but it's real, man. It's real to me. And it gets to the point where you start to get not really upset, but just the point to where you want things to happen and you want people to understand where you're coming from, And other people want you to see where they're coming from. And I want to talk about the blame game, and that's what's really going on right now. A lot of people are blaming other people. Well, we just really got to stop blaming and seeing it for what it is. Are we ever going to agree? Probably not, you know, but we do have to come to some type of agreement to where we can all get along in our neighborhoods, where, like I said, trust before tragedy, where we can trust the police can trust us to some extent. If there's a bad cop, you need to get him out your precinct because he could cause other people their lives. So we got to understand that, you know, if there's somebody bad in your organization, somebody bad in your community, you got to try to get them on the right road, because they bring stuff to your community as well, to where it might happen to them. It might happen to you or somebody you know. So we have to start being real with one another. Hey, brother, officer, such and such, you know that was wrong. You know you was wrong for doing that. Hey, brother, you know, Reverend, whoever it was in the community, hey, you know you was wrong for doing that, brother. We got to start holding each other accountable, and that's what it is. But we'll be right back, man. I'm getting my boy Brian McKnight, man. We'll be right back. You listen to Sagu Radio, man. We got 35 minutes left in the show, man. I tell you what, it's going down. We got a lot of things going on, man, but we'll be right back. I tell you, we'll be right back. Brian McKnight, 5.0, all right? Sagu Radio, set the game up, baby. Me going out of my mind. Think
The Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
All right, family, we back, man. It's your boy Lico Mac. We definitely in the building doing our thing, man. 7:28, well, actually 28 minutes after the hour, which is 7:28 here in Funky Town, Worth, City of Worth, whatever you want to call it, man. We doing our thing, man, here. Of course, we went to break. We had a talking about some things that we know that is prevalent in our communities, whatever the word you want to use, is definitely a problem, you know, and we definitely have to work on ideas to solve these problems, not continue to harp on the problem, but, you know, find solutions to these problems. And I got my brother, man, Roe Brownfield, founder of Legacy Network, man, and like I say, we've been working this thing. He's been, man, doing it for 5 years, putting it in plan, which he just launched here in June. And, man, which is, it's a great thing. And we really need the help of our community to make this thing work because, like I said, it's unity. It's unifying our black businesses, our black consumers. You know, we all have to make this thing work. It's just how it is, man. I want to welcome my boy, Ro, to the line. What's going on, Ro?
What's going on, sir? What's going on, family? Nothing, man. Just sitting here. Really was on Facebook and not too happy about the things I was saying. But other than that, just trying to get everything together and trying to link our black businesses together.
Well, I understand, brother, and that's the thing. You know, we got a couple of rallies tonight. Some people got one going on at the Potter's House tonight. We got something going on, which is going on right now. Matter of fact, the one going on downtown is going on right now as well. So, I mean, I think it's good. It's good to have these things. But like I said, we have to find a solution to a lot of our problems, you know, which is, like I said, I think that a Legacy Network, which we're working on and that you have created, man, is definitely one of the great solutions in our community. If we can all just get on board with what's going on, man, if you don't mind, man, like I say, just go into it, man, because I know I've been talking about it, but go into Legacy, man, and how, and again, tell them how they can be a part of Legacy and the greatness of Legacy.
Well, basically, Legacy has one mission and really one mission only, is to get everybody that looks like me and you on the same network. I know I've said this a lot of times, but we only have 5% of the wealth of our white counterparts. And if that doesn't make you mad now, think about that when you get off this when we close the radio show tonight. That's 5 cents. That's 5 cents for every dollar they have. So until that needle move, until we start gaining more wealth, that we'll never be respected. Racism, one thing I learned, especially reading today, racism, there's been a form of racism since we've been here, since man,
right,
to be honest.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
there's
sir.
Always going to be a group that doesn't like a certain group because of their skin color, because of their gender, because of their sexual preference. There's always going to be a type of racism. Yeah, I mean, the only person that can change that is God, to be honest.
No.
Because
okay.
Nothing we do is going to make be in a good light to someone else. And to be honest, I'm not even trying to be in a good light for someone else. I'm just letting everyone know that there's going to be a form of racism. Someone's always going to think about the way that they think about you. So the answer is the two things that mainly we need to do to improve our black community. The first thing is vote. If you don't vote, if we don't get there are laws out there that's not in our favor. The only way that we'll get that changed, if we put people in office that have our best interest in heart. Not saying to get the hookup, not saying to do anything illegal or anything like that, but we need more police officers in the police department. We need more constables. We need more councilmen. We need more we need more people in the legislative branch to help to write rules and write laws that's going to be beneficial for everybody, just not the few. But that's the first thing we need. We need more people to get out to register to vote. We need more people to vote. That's paramount. That should be mandatory, to be honest. The second thing, we do not have a system of wealth. We do not have a good old boy system. Everybody else, every other race in the United States, have a good old boy system, except for I got to stop saying black people. Instead of us, everyone in the United States, everyone in the United States has a system of wealth. They have a good old boy system. If you go have a house built, one builder build a house, and then he gonna tell you to call his buddy for the plumbing. Then that person's gonna call a buddy to put the sod in, to put the grass in. That person's gonna call the other buddy that got appliances. We do not have that system in place, and that's the main basis of legacy. Legacy main goal is to get everybody on the same network. So if you need, like you were saying, if you need a plumber, you have a one-stop shop. If you need somebody to bake cookies for you, we have a one-stop shop. And also, not only to put everybody on the same network, it's also encourage others to start businesses. We don't nearly have enough businesses here, and I understand the reason why. Because if you start a business, you're going to want the confidence that business is going to survive. And so legacy is putting a network together. Number one, help you promote the business that you have. And number two, give you tools and give you incentives to start helping you start another business. And three, we're going to get into the entertainment as far as being a platform, being a first step for someone who has talent, who can sing, who can play instruments, who can, who's funny as all get out or whatever the case may be. So basically it's a platform to link all of us together. Because if we were all the same community, if we were all the same, if we were all had one heartbeat, then the things that are happening to us in the community wouldn't be happening. They don't respect us because we don't have money. We don't have the wealth. Mm. They arrest us with impunity because we don't have wealth. There, if you look up the data, we're a young black male is 12 times more likely to be tried as an adult than a young white man. That game is already rigged before you even get started. If you're 12, you know, 12 times, that's huge. We're not double the time. We're not quadruple more apt to go to jail as an adult. We're 12 times likely to go to jail as an adult because we're labeled as thugs early, where the white counterpart, those boys just being boys. So we're not going to ruin his career. We're going to go ahead and give him another chance and put him in the system and make up another name for it, call it influenza or something like that. So, you know, so we're not going to ruin his life.
Well, we're not to cut you off in there, but just to give you an example, the Caucasian young fellow who killed those four people, he's driving drunk. Just that type of thing, the influenza guy. You know, that we had here in our, you know, that's an example of what he's talking about for those that might not understand, you know, the privilege that they have, you know, or you can use one where the Caucasian guy shot up the Kush church, shot the people up in the church, they taking in the Burger King. You know, those are things that we don't get. So those of that don't understand or think it's something going on, like, oh, they just saying something, just look at those situations and you tell me what you think. So I didn't mean to cut you off, but those are examples of the privilege that Caucasian people have compared to us Kush people. So, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry about that, brother.
Oh, no, no problem, man. You just saying what I'm thinking. So basically, man, the only way that I know of, like I said, there's more ways to approach a problem. Like you said, marching is okay, but at the end of the day, marching puts a spotlight on a problem. It doesn't solve a problem. It just puts more emphasis on a problem. So I'm not saying marching is bad because we need emphasis on problem, but past marching, we got to have action. And if everybody haven't figured it out by now, no one's going to come and save us. There's not going to be legislation put in place that's going to make it equal. No one's going to come and say, let's do this for the black folks. The black folks must say, let's do this for ourselves. We need a system of wealth. We need more businesses. We need more resources that we can afford ourselves, that we can put everybody on the same playing field. No one black wants – I've never heard nobody say, well, I just want everything to be given to me. All we want to do is be equal. That's it.
We want
to be on the same plan. We want to drive down the street and see just as many white buildings as we see black buildings. We want to go look at the census and see – that maybe we were 5% the wealth yesterday, but now we're 40% wealth, 50% wealth. Heck, I'd rather be one for one, to be honest, but I know that's probably not a realistic goal, but we can definitely move that 5 cents needle. That's disrespectful, to be honest. 5% the wealth of our white counterpart, that is extremely disrespectful. And like I said, there are reasons for that, but the main reason right now is us. We are not buckling down and helping one another out. We don't patronize one another's businesses. We open a business, someone got something bad to say or something like that. We need to change that thought and I see it happening. So that's the positive thing. If you look on Facebook or if you look at social media right now, everyone's pushing. Everyone, we got new emphasis. I see a lot of people, you know, promoting black businesses and things of that nature. We just need to be on one accord, because if everybody's going in different directions and doing their own thing, it's not going to gain. It's not going to move that needle as fast as we need it moved. And we need that needle moved today. So that's the purpose of legacy. That's the purpose of legacy. That's all we're doing. We're not trying to take away from anything you got. All we're trying to do is promote your business and promote and get others to start new businesses. That's pretty much that's pretty much our goal.
Well, and that's something that we all have to work towards. Like I said, unity. Unity is going to be the foundation that solves a lot of problems in our community. When a brother get locked up, if a business is getting started, we can help that business. If, like I said, if a brother get locked up, something, we can all move and make something happen, you know, as a unit. You know, not you going down there, you and your family, but when you got 100 people behind you, or you got 100 people coming into your business, you know, to support, you know, it makes a difference. You know, just like the Montgomery bus boycott, you know, all them people took a stand, and when they did, it hurt. They saw how it hurt. They wasn't sad because white black people were walking. They weren't sad about it. They were mad because they bit a lot of black people used that system. So when they cut it out, they were hurting. So that's the thing. It applies today. You know, we have to take a stand as a unit, you know what I'm saying, around the world. We can't say, well, you know, in certain things, like I do understand, in certain cities, like, you know, you do have to let that city go through what it has to go through. You can't bring the problems to your city, you know, and destruct your city when it's not that problem that you're having. You got to address the problems that you're having in your community, I feel. You know, that's my opinion and my take on that. But we have ways, and like I said, legacy is a big step in that solving those problems of financial woes or in your business. You know, like I said, you were saying about black business are scared to get started because sometimes they feel like they're not going to succeed. And sometimes that's the truth. You know, it's really the truth, because we got so much, you know, I'm not even hatred for each other, but we got so much. If somebody see you starting one, instead of coming to you and working with you, helping you get it off the ground and start theirs, they want to envy you and go start one right across the street from you, so to speak. You know, and we gotta stop doing that to one another. We gotta start showing that love. We gotta bring that love back, that unity back to each other. That black love is very important in my opinion. And also, before we get off, I want to talk about the Legacy Roundtable over that we have on Thursdays. I think I missed a couple of, you know what I'm saying? we definitely have it every Thursday, man. You definitely want to call in from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Legacy Roundtable. Tell us a little bit about the Legacy Roundtable.
Well, basically, the roundtable, honestly, it's a think tank, and it doesn't have a certain agenda. It doesn't have – our main goal is to take the resources that we have and create wealth, whether it be if we start a cleaners, if we start a chair-making company, if we start – we have almost a million of us here. We can pool our thoughts together and start a major product. We have access to programmers. We have access to 3D printer manufacturers. We have access to project managers. We have access to CAD tech operators. We have access to a lot of industry people that specialize in certain areas, that we can put those resources together and come up with something. So basically, it's a brainstorming session. Now, if we grab on something and go with it, we'll go with that, because right now we're working on a tour line, we're working on Black Wall Street Marketplace, we're working on several projects, but we're trying to get people in the community with talents and with it that specialize in certain areas to bring that to the table, teach what others taught you, and let's make something happen. And so that's basically the reason for the call. It's an hour a week, and we just get together and brainstorm and try to make something happen.
Right, and on top of that, you know, a lot of us, if you are aware of Facebook and you know, you hit up Roe Brumfield or you hit up Angelico McKinney or whatever you'll see on the 21st, we also have a black credit union in this way that would also be helping. So it's just a part of coming out, meeting your boy Roe on the 21st, and meeting everybody, man, and showing up and letting us know what you do. You know, that's what we want to do. We definitely want you to sign up for Legacy. It's free. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything but 5 minutes of your time for us to know that you exist. You know, And like the old saying goes, a closed mouth won't get fed, you know. So we definitely want to know where you are, what you are doing, you know, and where you're located. I like to say where you are. So if you would just go to signup.legacynetwork.biz, signup.legacynetwork.biz. Let us know where you are. And also, if you want to get on the call, if you want to get on the call, you can call us at 1-218-632-9828. That's 1-218-632-9828. And the participation code is 817-754-1917. 817-754-1917. And everybody's equal at the table. That's our thing. You know, everyone is equal at the table. 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time every Thursday. And be a part of the roundtable. Like I said, we got to stop being a part of the problem and start being a part of the solution. Stop coming up with excuses. You know what I'm saying? And start making things happen. You know what I'm saying? We can sit around and twiddle our thumbs. And, oh, he should have done that. Well, they should have done that. He should have made that business up. Well, if it's something that you need, why don't you create it? You know, stop waiting on somebody else to create it for you. Be a part of the network. Be a part of people that can make it happen for you, or even try to get you off the ground. At least if we can't do it, we can definitely probably point you in the right direction of making it happen, at least to some certain extent. We can learn it all together if we have to. You know what I'm saying? But we have to start together. We got to start trusting one another again. We got to bring that black love back. It's all about trust. Nobody wants to steal your ideas. Nobody wants to take your idea. We want to enhance what you are doing. That's all Legacy Network is. Wants to enhance what your hair product is, what your facial product is, what your cooking, your food place is. When we get this, when he gets that truck crunk up, no, this does well, the van, the bus, I'm sorry. When he gets that 52 passenger, 100, however many, how many seats did it have on a 52? I think it's like 52 seats.
Yeah,
you know.
Bus.
Right. So once you get that bus crunk and you're part of that tour, you know, you got 50 people, a maximum, you know, 50 people coming by your spot if you are on, signed up for Legacy, and you want to be a part of that tour. So it's things like that that we just want to enhance, which definitely can enhance your business. You know, it's a great thing. Tell them a little bit about the tour right quick, Aro, and just tell them kind of what that consists of. They, you know, somebody out there listening in Radio Land and want to, you know, be a part of that. What does that consist of?
Yeah, basically it's going to be a 52-passenger bus, and we'll adjust. We have several buses, so if it's a larger tour, we can go larger. If it's a smaller tour, we go smaller. But we're going to start off with the 52-passenger bus, and basically the bus is going to go around historical black places in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We'll go through historic Como, Stop 6. We include South Dallas. We'll have different tours. Some will be just a couple hours. Some will be, 4 hours, 6 hours. So just depend on which tour it is at that point. We'll go through historical places in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Also, black-owned businesses that has a brick and mortar, we'll stop or we'll at least highlight their business, let them know where they're at, what they have, and if it's a restaurant or something like that, we'll stop 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how the tour is planned out, and you'll get a chance to eat. You'll get a chance if it's going by the marketplace, we'll stop out there for a few, let the passengers get off and go patronize the people at the marketplace. So basically it's just a tour that's going to go around Dallas-Fort Worth, highlighting all the popular areas and stopping by some of the brick and mortars and stopping and picking up a dress, picking up some trinkets, or picking up some food.
Yes, yes. And like I said, if you like to be a part, I'm saying sign up so we can know that you're out there, you're visible, and you can be visible to a lot of other people. And we have to, we can't do it for you. We can't do it for you. You know, we have to hold some part of ourselves accountable into making things happen. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I say you have to be able to get on your computer and let people know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Let us know where you are. Signup.legacynetwork.biz. Signup.legacynetwork.biz. That's where we need you at. Go. Doesn't take long time at all. How long does it take? 5 minutes. Probably not even 5 minutes. I give you five minutes. Yeah.
Right. It may take you about a minute and a half at the most.
Wow. I give you 5 minutes if you're distracted. You know what I'm saying? So a minute at the most, a minute of your time, you know what I'm saying, to go in. And that's all effort we need. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have the effort enough to go in and say, hey, you know, I want to be a part. Let me go spend this minute to sign up for free, something that can enhance my business. We can't keep pushing people that don't want to push themselves. You know, and that's the thing that we have to realize, that you have to do something in order for people to help you. You step, somebody else make another step, make two steps for you, whatever it may be. But you have to make one step, and that's signing up for Legacy, letting us know where you are, letting us know how you're doing it, whatever the situation is. But we need to know that you exist as a black business, because we would definitely want to support you in that right. I'm gonna go to another song. We got 11 minutes left, and I'm gonna get into another song. Then we'll come back and close out. But I definitely want to give you some information. For those people that want to be involved, we got Citizen on Patrol. We also got the information to where if you want to sign up to be deputized to register people to vote, we can definitely get you there too as well. So I'm gonna give you that website when we come back, and I'm gonna let Ro kind of wrap it up a little bit and give his final statements, and we gonna get back into it, you know. But we definitely have to find this point to where we got to make something happen, you know. I mean, that's what it is, and that's what we're here doing, you know. And we'll be right back, man. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of going off on certain things, man, but it's kind of getting to me a little bit, you know, because you try to help, and it's just we gotta do what we can, man. But we gotta take that step. So anyway, I'm going to my boys EPMD, man. What you saying? You know, and we'll tell you what we say when we come back, man. But EPMD right here. My boy Ro Brownfield, your boy Lico Mack, Sagu Radio, baby. We'll be right back after this, all right, to close the show.
The importance of a yeah, we're back to work. I took time off, all the rappers got jerked due to the fact they whacking their tracks. Have to go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients, EPMD and scratch for that. Yeah, I'm the hip hopper, plus the show shocker. Down with MD, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cup from my homie, yo. Then I lay back and mack and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack. Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, Chenille. Cause I produce and get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like Mop and Glow. That's what it brought. Back the second time, but on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream in the crop when it's time to do a show. Curly's on my dock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone wrecker, sit on my callers, say your mic checker to the ladies. And all party going. Some call me Pete, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? Putting the heads to bed, straight out the box and steeds. I jumping out shoes and socks, I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way. And I'm slaying, taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 89. Because I'm fine as wine, sit back and recline. Watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. What I choose and refuse to slack. While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty whack, so I won't lack. All my style is death and it's deadly as crap. While I'm playing, music's playing, the sucker is the lane. Battle in the trenches, where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have blood related, but you could call us cousins. Cause as we climb the chart, better known as statistics. Brothers on my dock while I'm kicking ballistics, dropping hits like I'm house, and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding. Yo, check the billboard.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network.
You say the bomb
on blogtalkradio.com.
All right, y'all. We back, man. We got like 8 minutes left in the show, man. And I want to thank all those who tuned in. But I want to get this information, man. My boy Ro is on the line. We got my girl, Miss K. She just stepped in the building, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think she knows if it was an hour show or not. But, you know, we thank her for stepping in, you know what I'm saying? Because she in this bad boy, you know what I'm saying? She had things she had to do. We understand. But we just we always appreciate the little time that we can spend with each other. You know what I'm saying? If it's a minute or two,
mm-hmm.
we got to appreciate what people give you, because sometimes they don't have to, well, not sometimes, but all the time, nobody has to do anything for you at all. So anytime people do something for you, show your appreciation for that. Like I said, we are working on marking your calendars for July the 21st. We're definitely having the Black Wall Street Legacy Mixer. And also on top of that, we're having our community forum. I call it community forum, but we definitely want to be aware that we will have Code Blue in the building, Citizens on Patrol. And if you would like to be a part of that, I'll give you the website here because you can go and make it happen. Just go to www.fortworthpd.com/get-involved/citizens-on-patrol.aspx. Again, I'm going to get that to you again here in a minute. Matter of fact, I get to you. I just want to get your pen and stuff together if those who, you know, that might want to do this. But you can also go and talk to your local police for one thing. You just call your local police and tell them you want to be a part of COP, which is Citizen Patrol, and you want to become an officer. It's volunteer. It's all volunteer work. You know, they get paid nothing. You know, you get paid nothing to do. And you shouldn't want to really, it shouldn't really matter, because you are doing something for your community. If it ain't nothing but an hour or two, you know, you are doing something for your community. Also, let me get this here. If you'd like to be deputized to register people to vote, this is how you can do that here. If you go to vdr.training.clarityelections.com. Again, I'll give that one again. HTTP, whatever that is, I say vdr.training.clarityelections.com. And that way you can be a part of that. Or like I say, you can go look it up, you know, Google, you know what I'm saying? If you can't find that, just go Google. Just be proactive in what you're doing. But as I said, we're having our function from 6:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock. We love to see you there next to the stage, 4612 Granberry Road, 76133, 6:30. Again, like I say, 6:30 to 9. 1 to 8, we'll be talking about business, discussing businesses. Legacy will be talking. We also have the Association of Hebrews in the building talking about the new credit union that they have a number of blacks. We're trying to get in this credit union. If you want to get in the credit union, hear more about it, please come out. It's going to help our community a lot, along with Legacy and other things that we're doing. So you definitely want to be a part. That's July the 21st, 6:30 p.m. to 9. And we definitely want to want you in the place. If you on Facebook, check out my Facebook page, Angelico McKinney. Check out Andrea Anderson. Check out Roe Brownfield. We all share the same thing. So you'll be able to see the flyer on either some of our pages. So, Ro, if you have anything you want to say real quick, man, and kind of sum it up, we got 4 minutes left. If you got something you want to say, I'll give you 2 minutes. Ms. K, I'll give you, you know, 2 minutes as well. We just shut it down.
Okay.
I just want to let everybody know that, like you said, please come out July 21st. That building should be packed. Everyone that I've talked to said, hey, we need a bank. We need our own credit union, or we need our own bank. Now we have the opportunity to actually have one. So I hear a lot of talking, so we're going to see how much walking we're going to do. Two things to remember: please register to vote and get involved in these black businesses. And also get involved with Legacy. Sign up at legacynetwork.biz. Or if you want to contact me, you can contact me at admin@legacynetwork.biz.
Okay, and I want to add that we will be registering. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying.
Hey, Mr. Rowe. Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
All right.
Good. And I wanted to add real quick that we will be registering people to vote, and we will be signing people up that day for Citizens on Patrol. If you want to be a registered voter, go to the website. But if you do not, if you are not registered to vote, please come out. We can register you to vote, and we can also get you signed up for Citizens on Patrol. Ms. K, go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah.
You got about close about a minute and a half.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you. You know, thank you for being who you are, and you too, Mr. Rose, standing up and just stand by your words. You know, had nothing changed about you. I thank y'all for being the voices that you are. I am interested in becoming someone to, you know, so I want to be sworn in to register people to vote. I put that out there. So I tell you what, I got all five girlfriends. I challenge you all. let's make a difference.
Yeah, I heard that.
So,
that's it.
Yeah, let's make a difference. And that's and I will be in the house Thursday. I'm feeling a whole lot better, so I'll be there. So come on out, quit complaining, and come out and make a difference.
That's real talk right there. And if you don't know Miss Kay, you know, she has the show, The Answer Is You, every Monday, which this Monday, like I said, you know, we off and on every now and then, but just stay tuned to Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You'll catch us, you know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. But we definitely we have a show. She has a show on Mondays from 6 o'clock to 8. Like I say, sometimes times are adjusted, so just check the Facebook and make sure. Mm-hmm. Like today, we used to do two-hour shows, but tonight I'm only doing an hour. Got some other stuff popping. But anyway, she has a show every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So The Answer Is You. And so she talk about a lot of black business, supporting a lot of black business. A lot of great things go on in that show, so you don't want to miss her show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, hit her up, Andrea Anderson on Facebook. She would love to have you as a guest with any good information that you want. We don't need no wine and we don't need no crime. We need some solutions, and that's what we're here for.
Yes.
You know, that's what it's all about. So we want to, like I said, we want to offer you to come to the building on the 21st. We want to offer you to get on the call. We want to offer you to get on the roundtable call. Again, the number is 1-218-632-9828. 1-218-632-9828. Participation code is 817-754-1917. 817-754-1917. Every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. 0091, I see you just chimed in. Thank you so much. We get ready to end the show, but we really thank everybody. We want to make a difference. Check our Facebook pages out. We are definitely in this thing wholeheartedly. So definitely check our Facebook page. Angelico McKinney, Andrea Anderson, Romalis Brumfield. We are, and we got others. It's not only us, but we definitely want you to be a part so we can all make a difference together as in unity. We have to be unified. So thank you. We got 10 seconds. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Saga Radio today, man. God bless you. Stay tuned for everything, man, and we'll see you on Monday for The Answer Is You. All right? God bless y'all.
All right, go to start a business. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.